Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But we've got something to say called Speed Jokes. We do this every day at 10:38. It's 10:40, so here we go. Got jokes today from Bob Evans. By the way, this is sponsored by Team Hochberg. Is somebody whistling in the background? I don't mind, but...
Sorry.
You whistle, boy. Bob Evans at City Kids Camp sent us a joke, and Kathy Murdoch did too. Murdoch, where have I heard that name? Oh, yes, our chief engineer, Bill. Terry Captain in Lansing, thank you. Mick Peterson of Pontiac, we still got your joke, Mick. Paul writes, crawling around in the woods and around Dixon. He said, it's a good thing they don't have to be good jokes to qualify for a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And then he sent in a very average joke. And Bill and Carol Stream wrote, thank you for the great mug that I received. I now understand why it's coveted. I ate shellfish yesterday. For me, it's always the clam before the storms. Hey, Dave, what happens to wizards when it's raining?
I don't know.
They get wet, Dave, like everyone else. Come on.
Hey, John, why did the weatherman blush?
I don't know, Dave.
He saw climate change.
What do you give a weatherman who loses a race, a precipitation trophy?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butter.
Butter who?
Butter, bring an umbrella. It's really raining.
Be careful today. It's raining cats and dogs. You might end up stepping in a poodle. Hey, Dave, I read that to be healthy as I age, my waist size should be half my height.
So are you going to try and lose weight?
No, I'm going to try and get taller. The U.S. has placed 18th for math. I know that sounds bad, but at least we're in the top 10. Hey, here's a quick reminder. If you're getting your toenails done today, make sure you bring some petty cash. My boss insisted that I start my presentation with a joke. So I put up a slide of my paycheck. Hey, it's okay if I don't know what prefix means. It's not like it's the end of the word. Actually, shouldn't that joke be, hey, it's okay if I don't know what suffix means? It's not the end of the word. Either way, we hope you enjoyed. My girlfriend poked me in the eyes, so I stopped seeing her for a while. Remember, guys, if your wife says she'll be ready in 5 minutes, she'll be ready. You don't need to remind her every half hour. Ladies, there's your version, which is if your husband tells you he's going to fix something, he's going to fix it. You don't need to remind him every 6 months. I was shocked the other day when I thought I heard my girlfriend say she wanted to go see the Monkees tribute band in Switzerland. Huh? Yeah, just bear with me on this. I was shocked the other day when I thought I heard my girlfriend say she wanted to go see a Monkees tribute band in Switzerland.